From the studios of KUOW, it's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray is replacing Interim Police Chief Jim Pugel. Murray announced this morning he's bringing back former SPD Assistant Chief Harry Bailey to run the department until the city finds a permanent police chief. The Seattle Police has been in transition since a 2011 Department of Justice report found that the department used excessive force. The city and the U.S. Justice Department are working under a consent decree to fix the problems. Joining us with more on the shakeup today, KUOW's Amy Radel. Amy, I'm a little confused here. He was interim chief anyway. Why did they choose to replace him?
So today what Mayor Murray said was that the process of finding a new police chief was on a collision course with complying with the consent decree with the Justice Department. And he made it clear the city wants to get out from under that decree. They want to fulfill the requirements of it, change the culture at the Seattle Police Department. He said those two things were at odds. And the way he explained it was partly because the interim chief, Jim Pugel, has said that he would like to apply for the permanent position. And so the mayor said, we have issues we need to address. They can't wait. If you have an interim chief who's applying for the job, they're making controversial decisions, and it could, you know, they're going to be accused of having ulterior motives because they're in the running for this job. And that could damage the consent decree, Seattle getting out from under those court orders. It could damage the search for the permanent chief, and it could damage Pugel's career. That was how the mayor explained that he needs to take Chief Pugel out of the interim position. They're going to put him back to assistant chief, which is where he was before, and they're going to bring in Harry Bailey, someone who's been with the department for years and years.
Well, Jim Pugel has been interim chief since last April, and it's my impression he did quite a bit over that time period. What did he do?
I was thinking back about just my two memories of seeing him in this job. One was the day of the Cafe Racer shootings, and we all came downtown, and people were really scared because things seemed to be evolving all over the city. And Pugel was the point person there, laying out what was happening. The department was getting those officers up there, and Nick Metz was there that day, too, I think.
Nick Metz?
He was an assistant chief, and it's been very controversial that Pugel demoted him. He put him back on captain. No one really seems to know why. And their phones were ringing. They were getting information about the shootings and the fact that the shooter eventually was tracked down, and relaying that to us kind of in real time. I mean, it was impressive just the way they didn't bar us from the process. And the other thing I remember about Pugel is when he was first made interim, there was this video that was found from years ago where he and some officers seemed like they were kind of making fun of homeless people. And I was talking to someone who's more of an advocate for reform outside the department who said, you know, think about the people who dislike Pugel so much that they went to the effort to dig up that video and make it public. So they were kind of saying she saw him as a reformer, and that was why there was this backlash.
The implication being people who were against reform would go to that extent to dig up that video. Now, the Seattle Times is reporting Pugel will apply for the permanent job. Is there any sign whether Mayor Murray will consider an inside candidate given these problems that they've been dealing with from this Department of Justice report?
He's always said he would consider it. He doesn't seem super enthusiastic about an internal candidate. When I spoke to Chief Pugel about a month ago, he still said he wanted to seek the job. And so the mayor today said he's creating a new search committee. It's going to be a 12-member committee. He said he was part of a 35-member committee once, didn't work so well. So this one is intentionally a little more lean. He's hoping that they'll get started with a firm and start seeing candidates and maybe have a candidate by April.
Now, by April, that's not a real long timeline to find somebody. Tell us a little bit more about the event today. Was Jim Pugel at his demotion event?
No, he wasn't. And the mayor said they decided not to have him there. It was an interesting pantheon of people there because you had Rich O'Neill from the Seattle Police Officers Guild. The guild was very happy about Harry Bailey coming back to the department. The guild has often said that they're trying to work to meet the terms of the consent decree. At the same time, they've called the DOJ investigation flawed, the findings unsubstantiated. So you have them there applauding Harry Bailey being placed at the helm of the department. But Pete Holmes was also there. Bruce Harrell was there. So there was kind of an interesting bedfellows all saying that they think this is the right move.
What did you find out about Harry Bailey, who's coming back to the interim police chief role, having been assistant chief? What do you know about him? He's African-American, is he not?
That's right. And he was assistant chief, and then he had some jobs in private security. security for the Seattle Sonics in the time since he left the department. He seems to have been very highly regarded by the rank and file officers. The room today, the other detail is it was packed with police officers, and Nick Metz was there, and he and Bailey had a huge bear hug at the end of it. They're clearly old friends, so maybe this bodes well for his future in the department. And Bailey said what he's going to do is create a compliance and reform bureau to work more closely on meeting the consent decree with the Justice Department.
Well, really interesting. It's going to be a big month in April for the new mayor, Ed Murray. He's not only says he's going to have a police chief chosen, but he's also got this income inequality group that's supposed to come up with maybe a higher minimum wage, all that happening in April.
Yeah, big month.
Amy Radel, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.